run, oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show. The only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANEOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPAFAIRHA. What was that one you had?
The new CLA.
What was it?
CLA.
CLA, Clutters Anonymous.
That's
Clutters.
The one you're going to be joining?
I'm the founder of that organization.
I can tell you're the founder. You're not working the steps around here.
Reminds me of John Lovitz. Why, hello. And I'm a member. My name is Bill, and I'm a member of Pathological Liars Anonymous. Why, as a matter of fact, I'm the president of the organization. Yeah. I was just telling my girlfriend, I mean my wife, Morgan Fairchild, about it. welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce V. I was always with
Shelley
and Mark.
Sweet. Dude.
Official eye roll.
I haven't heard that in a long time. The official eye roll.
No, I'm usually too busy doing the official eye roll to actually say.
Oh, Mark, you did a good thing today. You went to a big event today, right? We didn't even talk about that last show.
I did. I went to CA's Combo Nation.
Combo Nation.
Barbecue. And Southwest Region Unity Day, all in one.
Now, Southwest Region, what is all does that encompass?
That encompasses the entire Southwest region. That is Arizona, Nevada.
Was there anybody
California.
From Arizona and Nevada?
Didn't see anybody outside of the usual 7 or 8 meetings that represent from Southern
That's
California.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
The implosion, yeah. The deconstruction of CA. Yeah.
There was a pretty. World Services made a pretty good showing, though. Majority of the board was there.
Let me guess.
Yeah.
Ribs aplenty?
Ribs aplenty. Chicken aplenty.
Good ribs?
The ribs were good.
You did they boil ribs? Them first?
Huh? Don't know, but man, they did a pretty good job. They were edible.
185 do it?
185 did it.
Because they come in with like those, I don't know if it's the same way, but then they come in with like the half oil drum thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. When
four
we went,
or five of them, yeah. They.
I liked his fish. The one guy that did the fish
oh,
with that,
yeah.
Like that cornbread. Well, that's
Derek.
That's from.
Oh, that was good.
That's for Free at Last.
Free at Last meeting.
Yeah, we got to find out when that is again.
Oh, yeah, he did catfish.
That was really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, we got to find out when is that again. Cause
catfish and like hush puppies or something.
Yeah.
It was.
Oh. Fries were not so good, but the fish
well,
was
great. Well, he had catfish and snapper, for those who don't like catfish.
You know what? And, I like the catfish better.
And really good hot sauce to like just put on your fish.
Yeah, not so much me.
Yeah, I really like that.
I didn't think he needed anything on it.
It
was really
didn't
good.
Need anything, but
oh yeah,
a little bit of Cristal sauce really.
I didn't even salt it.
You.
That's how good
wow.
It was. I know.
Yeah, but you've only been doing that 7,000 milligrams of salt
yeah.
Per serving.
Shelly, who salts her pickles.
Pretty much. I salt
her pickles. Which are cucumbers in salt brine.
Shelly salts her salt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, jeez.
And my blood pressure is just perfectly fine.
That's good to know.
And
but you're thirsty all the time.
I am. But my sodium levels were perfectly normal, too. And I was like, how is that possible? If I eat that much salt and my sodium levels aren't even elevated. I must be coming from a deficit. That's why I eat so much
That's
salt.
Right.
That could very well be.
Your body craves what it needs.
Well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
And we have shout-outs to Bill, Phil, Donald, Deborah. I'm missing somebody. Brian.
Why is there a $25 iTunes gift card sitting here?
Because I want to see if there's any money on it.
Oh, good.
Where did you get it?
I found it.
Someone stole it off off a rack or something. They have to add the money to it.
Yeah. So.
Well, you never know.
Okay.
Bill P. called me today.
Who?
Bill P. called me today.
Oh. Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Bill?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
Well, I was at the barbecue, and the music was playing, and I really couldn't hear him very well, so I told him I'd give him a buzz back this week.
Ah, yes. Well, I know he's been feeling kind of punk lately.
Yeah, yeah.
But he had a little bit of a better day the other day. I was happy to see that.
Bill is an awesome guy.
He rang me up.
Yes. Shout out to Bill.
Yep.
Okay. Now let's see.
Representing Fresno.
Now here's one that I read the story and I went, because I don't know how I feel about this. In Atlanta, Georgia.
I'll read it. We'll tell you how
Atlanta. Atlanta.
Children's Healthcare has denied a 15-year-old, Anthony Stokes, a heart transplant. They've given him about 6 months to live. He has an enlarged heart, and they have denied him a transplant because the organization says that they, I'm quoting here, we follow very specific criteria in determining eligibility for transplants of any kind. And they said that they had no evidence that he would be compliant after the transplant because he's continually truant. He gets bad grades. He's kind of a mess up.
Maybe
in
he gets
other ways.
Bad grades because he's dying.
He's been in trouble with the law several times. And they said that that will keep him off the list because that doesn't show any sort of responsibility because he's going to have to take a whole raft of meds and things and go to appointments. And I mean, it's a huge responsibility to accept an organ from any, you know.
Maybe he's having life problems because
he's only got six months
to live.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, wow, why would you deny, if you put somebody on the list, when they come to the top of the list, you give them their organ. They've waited, right? But if this is part of their criteria and he knew that when they put him on the list, wouldn't you straighten up and fly right because you know your life is on the line?
Yeah, but maybe some of that, maybe a lot of that history is history.
Huh?
I mean, they're like, oh, he's been truant for years. Okay, well, how long has he been on the list? Maybe he's been on the list 5 or 6 months. He's come up to the top, and maybe, you know, in the past he was worse than he is now. I don't know. See, I'd chalk it up to that this kid knows he's dying. Of course he's truant. Who wants to go to school when you know you're going to die in a few months? It's like, why would I want to do that? If you gave me a reason to live, I might be more active.
The reason to live is that he might get a heart if he goes to school and does the right thing.
I don't know. So you're thinking he should be denied the heart?
No, I don't really know, actually.
I think he should get it.
The Obamacare death panels have arrived.
That's true. Doo, this doo, is doo. One of those. Children's Healthcare of Atlanta.
Doo, doo, doo.
Yep.
Oops.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying. I think you should get the heart. I think you'd see a change in him.
Yeah, he'd be able to walk across. He'd be able to walk across the school.
Ty goes to the runner.
All right. Well, where are we going? Oh, we're going on to Newport, Tennessee.
Oh.
Tennessee. A judge has decided that a woman, Luann Ballou.
Ballou?
Oh, wait, no. That's the judge's name.
That's
is Luann
the bear's
Ballou.
Name.
That's the
Ballou.
The judge's name.
The band is sent
Wait. Where is the mother's name?
Don't worry about your trouble and your strife.
Ah, okay. If you're done singing, the mother's name is Jaleesa Martin.
We're never done singing, but go ahead.
Jaleesa
Martin. She named her son Messiah. And the judge said only one person in history has earned that title. It is not a name. It's a title. Mm. Your son is going to be named Martin. Bang.
That's yeah. Okay. I heard this gavel. On the radio the other day.
Martin is the mother's maiden last name.
Okay.
She is going to try to take this to the Supreme Court because she believes as the parent she should be allowed to name her child anything she wants.
That's true.
The judge's other point was that not just that this is a title and not a name and it holds a lot of significance for many people around the world, is that this kid is going to have the crap beaten out of him in school.
It's no different than naming
the
child. Boy
Sue. You know what? Wouldn't be the first Messiah to get the crap beaten out of him.
And you know what?
That's good.
So what?
That's good.
A title?
Well, you know what? But you know, well, my question is, then wouldn't everybody name their child president? So you could just, that way everybody would be.
True.
How about title?
President Smith.
Title.
President Brown.
I mean, Prince. Isn't Prince a title?
True. People name their kids Prince.
Well, at least one person did.
Several people did.
So, at any rate, the mother
Messiah is
suing.
Not okay, but like sunflower, daffodil, or Ziggy, that's okay.
Apple.
Yeah, apple. Or Jet Blue or Blue Jet or whatever the one. Yeah. Oh, Northwest. That's the best example recently.
Northwest?
Yes.
Someone named their kid Northwest?
Kim Kardashian.
Look at the source.
Yeah.
They had a baby girl. They named her North. Father's name is Kanye West. Her name is Northwest. Sounds like an airline.
Yeah, it is.
So, at any rate, she's upset. She's going to sue, take it to the Supreme Court. At least that's what she wants to do because she said it's her right to name her child. And she thought that it matched very well with her with the boys' brothers who are named Micah and Mason.
Oh, the M's.
Yes.
You didn't want to name the child Malachi, huh?
Yeah, Malachi's a nice name. Why not Malachi?
Because they'll get the crap kicked out of him just as much named Malachi as Messiah.
Can name him Sue and he'll get the crap kicked out of him.
That's right.
A boy named Sue. How do you do?
Next story, we're going to New York. We're going to New York
not
for
with
poop.
A big soda, we're not.
The no,
we're
state?
Not drinking soda. We're getting poop put on our faces.
Oh.
On our faces.
For $180, you can have poop put on your face. In New York.
This is a strange fetish.
Whoa.
No, it is a traditional Japanese treatment that uses nightingale excrement.
Okay. First of all,
what?
It's Japanese, so that tells you something.
Nightingale,
right there.
The bird poop.
So nightingale, who collects this?
I don't know, but it's nightingale excrement.
The nightingale poop guys?
It's mixed with rice bran, and it's a facial treatment. They claim that there's an enzyme in the poop that will exfoliate the skin. To which I reply, yes, so does 80 grit sandpaper.
Oh.
80 grit. She's been waiting to say that.
All day.
I don't know. I just thought of it just the second. Because I'm thinking, if that's all you need to exfoliate, if you're doing this to exfoliate your skin, go buy a Buff Puff.
Yeah. I was
180
gonna say,
bucks to have poop put on your face?
Isn't there a lot of things that will exfoliate your face?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can actually.
You know, if you lay down and fall asleep in the park, you might end up with bird poop on your face.
True, for free.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could go into your kitchen, get some egg whites, mix them up, you know, fluff them up a bit with a fork, and put it all over your face, let it dry, and when you peel it off, it'll take off a layer of skin.
That's really cool.
Egg white face mask.
Throw a little sugar on it at the end, you make meringue.
Then you can eat your face mask.
You can have a meringue face. No, but I just thought of some great possibilities for that.
At any rate, apparently this is the new fad in New York, $180, and people are lining
I'm
up
I'm going to make meringue
for
later.
Bird poop.
Want to come by?
You let up a little egg on your face?
Okay.
Not on my face, but...
Oh.
Where... Oh, my... Oh, I love this one. Deborah sent this one, and she said... what did she say? I wish I'd known this then. 19-year-old Joseph Michael Hall...
Joseph.
He has been. He's charged with stealing a Bobcat front loader.
That's a pretty ambitious project there.
Yeah.
Yes, it was early in the morning. Last Sunday morning, he was completely drunk.
Well, three names.
And he needed a ride home. So this Bobcat was sitting in front of a local nursery, called Out on a Limb Nursery.
What a great name!
Yes, a 911 caller. Said that the bobcat had smashed through a fence.
How do you stop a bobcat front loader? You just have to wait till it runs out of whatever it's running on.
Well, what he told the cops when they finally got him pulled over, I guess, or he crashed into something. It's not clear how they got him to pull over.
Yeah, so you could crash into stuff. You're still going.
He was completely naked. And
See, there you go. That's the part of the story that comes in at the end.
That's the extra thing.
It's bad enough that he's stealing the bobcat, but he's completely naked.
Well, when the cops asked him why he stole the bobcat, other than needing a ride home, he said that, well, I was naked. I didn't want anybody to see me naked, so I needed the bobcat to hide my nakedness.
That sounds completely reasonable to
me. I get it.
That's what Deborah said. She said, how did I not know this back then? Unfortunately, the police could not determine where his clothes were or how he lost his clothes. I mean, not a stitch.
But methamphetamine may have been involved.
No, he was drunk. He'd been drinking.
Ah,
it sounds reasonable.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, here's a... This one happened in...
Florida!
Yes.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
The Miami-Dade's Correction Department. They don't know why this happened, but I would guess that somebody paid somebody to have this happen, because at the Knight Correctional Center on the 14th, all of the doors flew open at the same time, because they have, they're on those electronic things where, you know, they can open, right, or close various doors.
And their daddy stepped inside.
Would they reboot the system?
No, they didn't do anything. The guards said they were totally baffled. They had no idea why the system suddenly opened. They didn't open the outer doors, only the cell doors. All the cell doors flew open all at the same time. Huh. And there is actual video. I you can watch it. You can go on YouTube and watch it. Of one of the inmates. You know, the inmates just start to filter out of their cells like, hey, what's going on? All the doors are open. At the end of the hall in this one video, two of the inmates start walking. They come immediately out of their cells, walk purposely down the hall, and start just beating the crap out of this one kid.
Oh.
Who, in order to escape them, flings himself over the balcony, because they're on the second floor of this correctional, uh-huh, facility, falls a story, breaks his ankle and something else.
That was probably a better alternative.
Fractured vertebra.
Ooh.
That was probably a better alternative than what was going to happen to him up,
yes,
there.
Yes, because they had shanks. You can, yeah, see in the video these guys have shanks in their hands.
Yeah.
So he was going to probably get killed.
Yeah.
But they have no idea why the doors opened, but the fact that those guys knew exactly what they were doing and had the knives in their hands tells me that somebody paid somebody.
Yeah, so one of the guards.
There may be an update to this story. You never know.
One of the guards. One of the guys with access to the buttons that, yeah, open the gate, yeah, which would be the guards.
Push the button.
I don't know how that happened. Boy, they magically opened.
Ah!
I just leaned against here, and the whole thing opened.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Somehow I managed to mess up my thing here. But, uh-oh, in any event, it doesn't matter, because, yeah, that is the end of the boozy news. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance, and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department, and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation
and Sober College
at selfwillhappens.com. We have a topic, Shelley. And it was sent by someone in our group.
By Dave H. Thank you very much for this topic.
Thanks, Dave.
One of the 10,000 suggestions we get every day, according to Dave.
But we picked this.
He said, you guys must get 10,000 suggestions a day. I said, and I replied, no, actually, we never get any suggestions. Yeah. We have to beg for them.
Yeah. We get about 10 a month.
His suggestion was halt. How do you halt? Hungry, angry, lonely, tired.
Hit the brakes.
Okay, who's the lead-out music?
Hit the brakes. So, Shelly.
What?
Don't get too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired.
Right.
You had an addendum to that.
I added early in sobriety, I added two, because the two I added are the ones that really get me, which is thirsty and bored.
Haltabub.
Yes.
Haltabub.
If I don't have...
That sounds like Bill Cosby. Haltabub.
If I have nothing to do, which is almost never, but I can find a way to have nothing to do. or in early recovery, my thoughts would go to, oh, I'd really like a drink. I'm really thirsty. You know, so I had to watch out for that as well. And the funny thing is I developed a habit of carrying water bottles with me everywhere.
Oh, my God, yes.
I still do. I've got them in my glove box. I've got them in my desk drawer at work. They're in the house. They're in the garage. We even have a water cooler now. I take my not being thirsty very seriously.
You got water coolers at work,
too. That sound probably didn't even show up on your microphone that you were holding right next to that bag, Bruce.
Oh, I'll bet it did.
Probably didn't. Yeah. Right.
No, it did. That was a
bag of Oreos.
Anytime, MFO. Anywhere, mini Oreos, bite-sized chocolate sandwich cookies.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Those go down easy. First 12 to 15 go down like it's nothing.
Dude, if I had a glass of milk, I'd be in serious trouble right now.
I had a glass of milk with the last bag we had.
It's almost like you could take those things. It's not that different than some of those cereals they have now. You can just pour these Oreos into a bowl with a thing of milk.
Uh-huh.
Problem is, they fall apart quick.
It's okay.
They need that Clark Griswold non-nutritive cereal coating.
Yeah, cereal varnish.
Because if you make the proper mulch with it, you're fine.
There you go. So, Mark.
Yes.
Hungry, angry, lonely, or tired?
Not a good idea to get there.
And what do you do about that?
Eat, pray.
Eat, pray, sleep, and
make a phone call, and sleep.
Yeah, you know.
That's it.
It's one of those things that I heard of when I was newer in the program, the first time I heard it. And I'm like, don't get too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. I'm like, okay. So I eat. I
pray.
Don't do anything that pisses me off.
Yeah.
I try and hang out at meetings with people so I won't be lonely and. Yeah. And I sleep more.
Yeah, but you can be lonely in a whole room full of people.
That is true.
Right.
Sitting alone in a room full of people, that's true. What do you do about that? What do you tell someone, let's say a sponsee comes to you with that very issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Doesn't matter where I am, I feel lonely. Mm-hmm. I feel so apart from everyone else that even when I'm at a meeting, I feel like I'm completely alone.
Get to a meeting 15 minutes before it starts and stand at the door.
Become a greeter?
Greet everybody who comes through.
How about you, Shelly? What would you tell them?
If they were lonely?
If they say, I even when I go to meetings, I feel completely alone. I'm sitting alone in a room full of people.
I would make it an assignment. Go up and say hello to at least 3 people at every meeting you go to.
And get at least 1 phone number?
Yeah.
Get a phone number. Then call that person the next day.
Yeah. That sounds reasonable.
I did that to a guy one time. It wasn't for that specific reason. He wasn't like, oh, I'm feeling too lonely all the time. But so I'm not making any friends in the program. I'm like, who are you talking to?
Nobody.
And he goes, well, I don't really feel comfortable talking to anyone. I said, well, you're probably not going to make any friends if you don't talk to anybody. And I said, I want you to get 3 phone numbers at the next meeting you go to and call one of them the next day.
Yes, there was a girl way, way, like maybe I had 2 years. I can't hang on to anything.
Way back there four
years
ago.
Yeah, way back there 4 years ago. It was ancient history. And she said that she's too shy to go up and talk to anybody.
Kaja goo goo.
So, and this was at the Friday meeting. I said, okay, at the meeting what you need to do is you're going to be called on, and I made sure that happened. You need to tell people that you're too shy to talk to anybody, and you're feeling lonely in recovery.
And everyone,
and see what happens.
Everyone will come up to you.
I couldn't even get near her after meeting.
Yeah.
As far as I know, because
and it was a she, so it was all guys.
Yeah. No. This well.
Yeah.
She moved, but up until she moved, I saw her at meetings all the time.
Yeah.
So.
You know what her problem was? She was too shy to shy. Never mind. I'm not going to do the Kajagoogoo thing.
I do.
Oh, Shelly went there anyway. Went there anyway. How about the angry? Angry is a thing that a lot of alcoholics get. A lot of people get anger issues.
Yeah. I guess acceptance is the key.
Acceptance has answered all my problems today. It's not till I can accept people, places, and things for being exactly the way God wants them to be that I can have peace.
I think that of the four, angry is the one that takes most people out.
I would think so. Well, and then you've got anger and resentment, because you've got resentment as anger turned inward.
Yeah.
And
of course, at Cocaine Anonymous, if you're hungry, all you have to do is go do some coke, and you won't be hungry anymore.
Well, If you're hungry and you do some coke, you won't have to worry about being hungry anymore.
Yeah. Wish I'd have said that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just like to repeat. If I repeat if I repeat right after you say it, it's almost like I said it.
Yeah. Thanks, Yule.
But what do you do about anger issues, Jelly? You got someone who's you've had some sponsees with anger issues. One of them was over here earlier.
Yeah. Reciting the Serenity Prayer as many times as you need to. One thing I've done with a couple of girls, actually, I think I've had three that have started doing this when they had anxiety or anger issues or whatever, is I taught them how to crochet.
Oh, yeah, the one's a crocheting fool. Yeah. Right,
so that story we saw about the guy who died with the crochet hook in his neck was one of your sponsees?
Yes. Oh, my sponsee's boyfriends? Yeah. No. But I teach them how to crochet because you're talking about people new in recovery. They're like, okay, what do I do? That's always the question I get. What do I do? You know, we're working the steps, but they always want something to – they've suddenly got tons of time on their hands. What do I do? Okay, here's a hook. Here's some yarn. This is what you do. You sit over in that corner. Go to a meeting. Sit in the corner and play with this yarn.
So what you're doing is you're telling them to become a hooker.
Basically.
Yeah.
But I taught her – she had serious anger issues at first. So I taught her how to crochet, basic stitches. She's going along. Everything is fine. And she calls me after like 3 or 4 days of this and said, there's something wrong with my scarf. And I said, okay. And I went to bring her a book and some cigarettes and stuff. So I was looking at her scarf. And at the very top of the scarf, it's about 4 inches, five
Can
inches
wide. Can you tell
when
she's getting pissed?
At the bottom where she was still working, the scarf was about an inch and a half. But it's the same number of stitches. And I said, wow, you're really angry, aren't you? I said, you need to loosen up your stitches a little there.
She's like stitching real tight.
Yeah. So that.
Loosen up your stitches.
So then we managed to get the thing taken apart. And I said, okay, so start over. But, you know, just try to tune into it. Watch your breathing. Say the Serenity Prayer, blah, blah, blah. A week later, she calls me. She said, I broke the hook.
I broke the hook.
She got so mad. She was mad at somebody
else. In my boyfriend's neck.
No, she was mad at somebody else in the recovery facility. And so she did what I told her to do, which was go sit down and crochet. And she was so mad. She was crocheting so hard, she broke the hook.
Was it a metal hook?
No, it was a plastic hook.
Oh, well,
so
thank God for that.
So after work, I went up there, got her some more yarn, and I got her a metal hook. That one lasted her until like 2 months ago. And she called me one day. She said, well, I didn't break the hook, but it's in a U shape.
Wow.
But actually, she's done a lot better. She's done a lot better. And she's made several of the very large blankets.
Move her on to kickboxing.
It's something. Yeah, she needs a punching bag.
Hang a heavy bag.
Well, I think the thing of a thing that's a big thing, you know, and you've heard it in the past where they tell you, you know, if you're really, really, really mad at someone, you're ready to like hit someone, you count to 10. Because it takes your head and it puts you in a slightly different place just counting, just long enough to take that knee-jerk reaction. And see, I tell people that with the Serenity Prayer too. If you're sitting there and you start to get the thought of using, do the Serenity Prayer. It'll set your brain over to the side for long enough for you not to step into that realm of obsession. It should work the same way with being angry. You know, when you take that, oh, I'm really pissed off, and then you pray, you're not going to be really pissed off. I mean, you might still be pissed, but you're not going to be pissed off to the point that you're like going to attack someone or do something really, really stupid. How about you, Mark? You had any sponsees that you had to work with on that?
Hey, go to a meeting.
Always a good solution.
Always a good solution. Go to a meeting. Call me.
Also good.
Yeah, yeah. Don't call me the next day and say,
I got arrested.
Or arrested or so. I don't know what happened. Okay, well, let me guess.
Isn't that a good one? They're sober. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, do.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
You can't claim that blackout thing now. You haven't been drinking.
Yeah.
Actually, a good one for the young people of today, in terms of waiting while you're angry to cool down, tell them, here's the rule. You text 3 people, and you sit and wait for the return text, because it always takes more than 5 minutes. By the time you're done retexting the 5 people, you're not angry anymore.
Oh.
Because it would take a long time, you know, to get the return text, then you text them back, then the second person texts you, then you text them back. You know, by that time, you're not angry anymore.
Why don't you buy them one of those shirts? I see them all the time. I have no idea what company does them, but it says it's got like a crown on it, and it says "Stay Calm." You seen those shirts?
Keep calm and carry on. It was a poster, keep actually, calm. That was plastered. The government plastered it all over London during the Blitz.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's where that comes from. That's why it has a crown on
it.
Oh,
so that's been around for a long time.
Yes. Interesting. And the English are quite irritated that Americans keep stealing their poster.
One of my
and turning
favorite,
it into stupid crap.
One of my favorite terms right now is calm down. Just calm the F down. That seems to work, too.
The one I always say to the dogs when they're completely spastic really doesn't work for program people.
What's that?
Yo, dude, take a pill.
Doesn't really work. You know what?
That doesn't work.
Doesn't really work for dogs either.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, the dogs have a hard time. They don't have an opposable thumb. It makes it hard to open the pill container.
Yeah. Just stop.
Just stop. So don't get too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. The tired thing, I think, is a pretty easy solution.
Yeah.
Try and sleep more. You know, I mean, seriously, that one should be kind of a no-brainer. The hungry one, you know what? Eat. That's kind of a no-brainer. I think the lonely and the angry things are the real tough ones to deal with.
Tired is easy. Say, if you're that tired, go to a meeting, sit in the back, and take a nap.
Yeah. I think lonely is a real tough one.
Yeah.
You can't get away from the loneliness.
Yeah. Angry and lonely are the two tough ones.
Yeah, because I've been there.
You might be pissed that you're
lonely.
Actually,
they feed off each other, so... You know,
yeah, I'm pissed off because I'm
lonely.
If
you're angry, nobody wants to be around you. When nobody wants to be around you, you're lonely, you get angry. And then you get loaded.
How's that for a catch-22?
So you know what you do? Go to a meeting.
So if you're lonely, go around, get some numbers. Uh-huh. Do what Mark said. Be, you know, Shelly said get some numbers.
Yeah.
I said get some numbers, call someone the next day. Mark said greet people at meetings because you'll get friends. You hang out long enough, you will get friends. And you know what? If you hear someone say there's a meeting after the meeting, we're going to go have coffee, you go. You don't have a ride, walk up and ask someone for a ride. They will take you with them. Shelly's looking at me like, no, they won't take you.
No, those are all good suggestions for people who have just – loneliness. But a lot of people that are lonely, I mean, I was married to you, had two kids, was going to meetings, had a sponsor and everything, and I was desperately lonely. So it wasn't like I didn't have people in my life. Because loneliness can also be an internal condition of you feel isolated because you're convinced that no one else understands how you feel. And you're incapable of explaining how you feel.
So what did you do about that?
Got a t-shirt with a Sharpie and wrote, I'm available for 13 steps.
No.
Wow. Hello, my name is available for 13 steps.
For me, it was just a process. I had to get to a point where I was just tired of feeling that way. So then I was capable of trying to express myself mostly to my sponsor. But it took some time. But there's also people like that, too, that are perfectly outgoing and have friends and have people to talk to and are completely alone. And I know how that feels. It's, you can't even breathe in without being in pain emotionally. And there's just no way you can even fathom anyone ever feeling like
so
that.
So what would you suggest if you were going to suggest a course of action?
One foot in front of the other. That's all I could do. That's all I did. You just
take
keep
the next
going.
Indicated
just,
step.
And don't let yourself sit still too long. Because that was always a killer for me. If I wasn't doing something or in a meeting or at work or talking to somebody or something like that, I would become completely sedentary and start crying. I mean, literally, I had to keep doing stuff.
Well, then.
Sorry, I'm done with my tirade now.
Well, then, Mark, what would your final words on the subject be?
If you get tired of being lonely and angry, make sure and eat.
Make sure what?
Make sure and eat.
Make sure and eat.
Did you catch up to that, Shelly?
Sorry. Take a minute.
Shelly?
Yes?
What would your final words on the subject, don't get too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired be?
Or thirsty or bored.
Or thirsty or bored, in your case.
The peanut gallery said
did
or
I,
horny.
Did I hear or horny? Horny, angry, lonely, or tired? Two of those at least go together.
Horny, anxious, lonely, and tired. They all kind of go together.
Yeah. They do.
I guess my only thought on that would be, no matter how you're feeling, any one of those 7, 8, 9 things that we just named,
yeah.
if you just stick around and keep coming back no matter what, eventually you'll feel better. Just persevere.
Call your sponsor.
Well, that goes without saying.
If you're hungry,
it really doesn't.
Eat.
Well,
if you're angry, pray. If you're lonely, meet. And if you're tired, sleep. Mark.
Way to break that down, Bruce.
You like that?
Yeah.
Mark, yes. We have a friend back east.
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription.
Get prescription subscription.
He'll send it to you via the United States
Postal
Service.
We kind of sound kind of drunk when we say prescription.
And if you have a recovery home or a sober living or someplace where many of us sick gathered, contact Bruce and he'll send you some hard copies to strew about the facility. And if you would like to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world, contact Bruce. He'll give you all the info you need.
Shelley, people are listening to the show.
Thank you very much. We appreciate however you listen to the show. But if you could go to recovery101.net, click on one of the shows. If you are a member of Podomatic, thank you. You've just been counted. It helps us with our numbers. If you are not a member, you may become a member. It is free.
And fun.
And you can put us on playlists. You can follow us. You can get automatic updates of when we post the show. You can... you can post like on old or click like on old shows and post topic suggestions. Please post them in the top show so Bruce sees them right away.
Also, if you are Facebook friendly, you can like us on Facebook at Recovery 101 Radio.
Tom
might
like,
even be Recovery
like
101 Radio Show.
You can Tom like us?
Who?
You can Tom like us?
You know what's funny?
What?
Remember how that used to be? You'd sign up and you had one friend and it was Tom.
That was on MySpace.
Oh. Oh, well. Well, who's what Tom are you talking about?
Likas.
Tom Likas.
Oh, Tom Likas. Oh, to Tom Likas.
You can like us, Tom?
Tom Likas. Yeah.
Speaking of that, just I'm interrupting you here.
Uh-oh.
I've been getting quite a few friend requests lately from people I don't know. So I don't – they're just sitting there in my inbox. If you want to friend request me on Facebook, you can do that. But if you could message me when you do it and tell me you're a listener or say hi or whatever, then I know who you are and I will accept the friend request because otherwise I pretty much just let them sit there.
I've gotten two or three lately where it's like, hello, my love. I was going through profiles and I happened upon yours. I'm like, the person has one friend, you know, and one picture and it's some hot toddy picture and it's like, please email me at my regular email. I look at you. You could be my future husband or something. It's like someone from like Bangladesh or Kenya or, you know, and I'm like, oh, yeah, let me get right on that.
Hello. My name is Svetlana.
But, yeah, hello. I'm from the Ukraine. But if you are on Facebook, you can like our fan show page, Recovery 101 Radio, or it might be Recovery 101 Radio Show. I should really look that up. You can also join the Facebook group, Recovery 101 Radio. That is a closed group. If you want to talk about recovery with other people that listen to the show, then you can do that. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelley, who's the lead out music by?
Deer in the Headlights.
Matt Land.
Matt Land. I like him. Thanks, Kim. Again, everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
She is wrapped and beautiful in everything she says and does. It makes me better, and how could I deserve an angel like this? God has shed his loving grace on me. I'm dying to tell you, I'm living to know you. looking deep into your eyes, I'll say I love you, beautiful. Beautiful. So there seems to be a million things in front of me, I know, but you're the only thing that makes me high. You've captured me, you're keeping me, and now I know that it's you I've been dreaming of. Underneath these stars tonight, I will show you. Looking deep into your eyes, I'll say I love you, beautiful. You're everything, you're taking me away from nowhere. Underneath these stars, underneath these stars, I love you.